right. So yeah, we'll do some Jane stuff. Now, last time, Pip is excited. Last time, we were she still wanted the photo, and I still wanted the a video chat.
Yeah.
And we had gotten past her fiancé. Apparently that was all a ruse to fool me. Yeah. Which is surprising, because she's been so forthright with so many things thus far.
Oh, yeah, she's very honest.
Yeah, so I'm surprised she would do that. So we will continue. Let's see. All right. So this is March 1st, 2018. Yeah, I just... All right. So I decided to do a little search of the Linda Jane profile on Facebook.
Okay.
See, like, other Linda Janes. So I found some pictures. Here's the first picture. Seems to be some dark colored men holding lots of money.
Oh man!
Oh, boyfriend?
Man.
I don't know who it is, Joe.
That's
probably the nice boyfriend.
Sure. I also found pictures of these three chaps, young Nigerian looking fellas. This doesn't look like my girl.
No,
I don't understand.
The guy with the hood doesn't.
The guy with the hood that looks like my girl. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he's a little femme.
And then I found this picture, which could be maybe the girl I'm talking with, Sandra Okugi. I don't know. Maybe this is the woman I'm actually talking with when the female has to play.
It's fun to pretend.
No, I think that's probably the girl. Here, take a look.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the real Nigerian. Like, that's probably the woman.
Oh, she's pretty.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, you know, Belinda was pretty, too.
Yeah.
I'm hungry for pancakes looking at that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No!
Dude. No, you didn't.
No! Betty, naughty naught.
Naughty
not. You're lucky I'm more tolerant than Apple.
Oh,
or 101.5. I mean, you'd be issuing an apology.
Wow.
Okay, say, Joe Curry? Yeah, I'm fucking sorry.
No, you'd be fucking forthright and doing. I don't know. She wanted something. Wait, give me that last one.
Hey, good night.
She wanted something. I think it was money.
Do you think you love me? You don't even care of messaging me to know what's wrong with me, that I have not said that and not say just hi since Davin, that's bad. I go, wow.
Wow.
I go, wow. She goes, what's wow? I go, it's only lunchtime.
Like, you're already on me.
Exactly. She goes, so do you have to say about what I said? I go, I don't even know what you're talking about. But you start questioning our love? That was shitty. She goes, you don't have to change the topic. I go, holy shit. Is this what a relationship with you is going to be like? Because it's been roses and chocolate so far.
Yeah.
She goes, you just don't want to get guilty. You want to change what I was saying. I go, really?
You don't want to get guilty.
You heard her.
Sorry, I chimed up.
Exactly. March 2nd, 2018. I go, doing better today? Thanks, dear. I'm good. How about you? I go, I'm glad you are well. I'm tired and very stressed, but I will be okay, I guess. She goes, what's wrong? I go, my car is broken. I think this is when I was leaking fluid.
No.
I have a lot of driving to do.
Your car was broken, too.
Yes, in a very bad snowstorm. So I may have to borrow a car. Don't like driving in the snow. Like it even less than somebody else's car. She goes, oh, sorry about that. I go, thanks, I appreciate it. She goes, yeah.
Yeah.
I go back at the mechanic, and there's a new problem. She goes, why all this? I go, all of what? She goes, with your car. I go, these things happen just the way it is. I go, what's your profile picture? She goes, a dog. Why? It's a very hard picture. I never really recognized it.
Huh.
I go, oh, I was just curious. It's hard to see. Is it your dog? She goes, no. Why? I go, just asking. Babe, people have conversations to know each other and grow closer.
Yeah, what do you want? Who wants to know?
Exactly. So it's a fucking Mueller investigation.
Yeah. What do you want to know? Is it what? Is it your dog? Do you not like dogs? What's your problem?
She goes, okay. March 4th, 2018. She goes, hi. I go, hi. She goes, how are you doing today? How's the car? I go, I'm a little sick. Car goes into the shop tomorrow morning. How are you? She goes, I'm not fine since you're not. I go, that is sweet. Don't worry about me. It makes me sad if you're not well. She goes, oh? I go, what oh? She goes, okay. I go, okay.
That was illuminating.
Yes. And then a couple hours later, she goes, baby, I need iTunes cards. Help me get that when you're free.
Oh, my God. Just blurt much?
Well, beating around the bush hasn't worked. So.
I know. It's like...
I go, music? She goes, yeah, I'm bored. I see. How's the job search going?
Yeah, why don't you do something about that lack of money and time and exactly. Things to do?
Ironically, about the job search, where on the clips that we're doing now, where Davin is also helping Belinda find a job.
Well, that's what I do, Joe. I'm a helper. Yeah. She goes, I'm still searching. Will you get me the card? I go, yeah, when I can. What type of jobs are you looking for? She goes, animal clinic. If I got one, I'm going to be at a very low level. My certificate is still in Nigeria. I go, why'd you go to Nigeria for a certificate that is not accepted here?
I'm not very smart.
She goes, I mean, the school didn't give it to me. I still owe them a lot. You know that, Davin. I go,
oh,
I do.
That's right.
I still do not know how you got out of jail and how you came back to America.
Right. She was in the school jail, right?
No, the real jail.
Prison?
Debtor's prison.
Yeah.
She goes, still borrowed from the school. I go, how? They threw you in jail. She goes, I borrowed me because they still have my certificate. They borrowed. I go, who did you borrow from? She goes, hi. I go, hi.
Let's try to change the subject.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like, she'll just insert any
squirrel
word. Squirrel. Yeah.
She goes, I borrowed money from the school management. They gave me because they still have my certificate. I go, why would the people who put you in jail for not paying your debts give you money to get out of jail and come to America where you will never pay them back?
They are not very smart. What kind of school is this?
I feel like, wait a minute. Here we go. This is what I should play. I haven't played this in a while. Interrogate the Scammer. Haven't played this track in a while.
In the quest for truth and justice in the American way, join Davin, Hip Helix, and Joe Curry for Interrogate the Scammer.
That in a while. I feel like we should play it now.
Yeah, really, because it's like, yeah, why would they give you money? Because you owe them money.
Here's some money and scram, and I'm sure you'll pay us back.
Yeah.
She goes, their belief is that I will have to come get my certificate and I will still go back. I go, why would they send you to America when you have no money there either? She goes, I told them about the lawyer. I never knew about the lawyer had an accident. I go, and they did not verify with the lawyer before sending you on your way?
Really?
She goes, they believe on the certificate. I go, they didn't believe in it enough not to send you to jail.
Right.
She goes, well, I'm here now. When will you get me my card?
Oh, my God.
Don't mind all that. When am I going to get my card?
Yeah. What are you working with her?
No. It's like, yeah, okay, we're talking about this. Okay, got difficult. Give me my fucking money.
I go, I told you when I can. She goes, today? I want to know, baby. That's all. Not today. I'm sick in bed. March 5th, 2018. She goes, hi, how's your health, dear? I go, hi, honey.
Where's my fucking money?
Yeah, right.
We'll get there. I go, hi, honey. Nothing has changed. Thanks for asking. How are you? She goes, OMG. I'm not good, dear. How's the car? I go, worse than anticipated. What's wrong with you? She goes, it's because you are not good or fine. I go, thank you. Don't worry about it, baby. Your love gives me a reason to heal. She goes, it's my duty to take care of you, to be by you all time. I love you so much.
Now give me my fucking money.
No.
Oh, okay.
I go, thank you, baby. Jane, I love you.
Wow, mushy.
Oh, you got your vulnerable. You're sick.
Probably. I got my vulnerables on.
Yeah.
She goes, did you go to hospital? I go, nah, that costs money. Baby, this is about your health, or will you go for meatloaf? Well, we got the same person writing.
Wait. Yeah, she knows that you love. Will meatloaf convince you to go to the hospital?
He might. I go, honestly, in the past, I didn't worry about my health. You've changed that, though. However, you need money, and I owe a lot of money. So between those two things, I'm going to have to hope for the best with my health and not go to a doctor.
Okay.
She goes, baby, please take care of yourself, please. That's my girl. She loves me.
Uh-huh.
You cynics. I go, thank you, honey. Listen, if I die, at least I know I found real love. And I gave her a kiss emoji.
Oh, my God.
She goes, crying. Baby, please don't talk like this. You're scaring me. But, baby, no matter what, you gave me something I never had, nor did I know I ever wanted. Linda, you are special. Baby, I think I love you more than meatloaf. Shit, the fever must have made me type your middle name. You never told me to call you that before. Sorry, Jane.
Oh.
I fucked up. I had to call myself on the carpet.
Yeah, it's like, whoops.
She goes, I love you with all my heart. I go, thank you, baby. Love is all I ever wanted.
Now love me with all your wallet.
Shut up, Joe. You're ruining the mood. Don't ruin love. This isn't your marriage. Let this one flourish. Love is all I ever wanted. I guess I was so lonely and never really knew it. She goes, it's okay. You're always in my heart and soul. I go, my queen. Thank you, love. She goes, yeah, where are you at? I go, bed. I have the chills and an erection from talking to you, LOL.
Wow.
She goes, how's the car? I go, bad, but I'll figure it out. I'll have to dance more to pay it off, but it is what it is. Because remember, I'm a dancer, too. I'm a stripper. She goes, are you telling me you are man? LOL. Nice. I go, I'm telling you that you make your man horny, even when he is not well. She goes, LOL, I'm telling you that you're always a naughty man. Even feels naughty at the pastor's wife, LOL. I go, be naughty with me, Jane. She goes, baby, will you just let me rub your dick?
Wow. Wow. Well, you just, well, let me think about it.
These are the type of questions I need asked to me. Finally, the deference and attention to my needs. That's what I'm, a woman who understands me.
There you go.
I go,
enjoy.
Yes, please. Then I put a little halo emoji, like a little. She goes, I will let me play with the two balls downstairs.
That's like if it come down here, there's two balls over there.
Big blue ones right there,
Joe.
Right.
Come downstairs and play with your ball. That can happen here.
Sure.
I go, they are yours. Do what you wish with them, my queen. She goes, can I put them in my mouth and suck?
Why, please.
I go, oh, yes, please, baby, please. She goes, will you let me put your dick in? Will you let me put your dick between my breast? Singular.
Oh, wow.
That's a hell of a trick.
That's quite a cut you have.
I go,
vasectomy
yes.
doll?
I go, yes, if you let me kiss you first. She goes, kiss me, baby. I go, I love kissing you, Jane. She goes, will you suck my breast? Yes, but first I will delicately lick your nipples. Are they hard for me, baby? Yeah, baby. Will you lick me? I go, yes, love. Anything you desire. She goes, OMG, I'm getting high, dear. Apparently she's doing drugs.
Yeah, really.
I go, would you like to lick your pussy, baby? That doesn't seem right.
Would you like to lick your pussy?
How flexible are you?
I don't know, but it's what I wrote. Apparently I was getting high, dear.
I think you're getting distracted.
I most certainly was. Well, I couldn't wait to put my dick in between her breast.
And ask her to go lick herself.
Like a fucking cat.
See dick against the Velika Van Gogh painting.
You're a Picasso, but I get what you were going for.
Listen,
Joe was going art. Who am I to quibble?
Yeah.
She goes, yes, dear, I love it. Oh. I go, My wife walked in at an awkward part.
Ma! We're doing something here!
It's the Handmaid's Tale. What are you looking for? Yes, we're talking filthy things. I told Jane to lick herself downstairs.
He said it wrong. He doesn't go lick herself.
Like she's a kitty cat.
It's like you're starting to catch the disease. We're talking like that.
Talking is difficult.
Well, go on.
Oh, all right. She goes, yes, dear, I love it. Oh. I go, I spread your lips apart and gently enter my tongue into you. You taste sweet. She goes, well, I hold you, dick. Hey, who sent Dick Eldorado here? Yeah. I thought I killed him off. Work your own side of the scam, stupid. Well, I hold you, dick. I go, are you wet, dear? She goes, about to. I go, are you going to come for me, baby? Into your mouth. What is it with this one?
I don't know. At least it wasn't on your head this time.
We're making progress. A little picture of me. I go, oh, yes. Make my face wet with your love juices, baby.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She's like, wow. Okay.
She goes, my natural juices. No preservatives.
Well, all right. At least she's organic.
Or not orgasmic, but organic.
Chicken.
I go, I go, I love tasting you. I love feeling your pussy pulsate with pleasure.
Say that three times fast.
Yeah. I only had to type it once. And she tries to video chat with me. She tries to call me.
She did?
Yeah. She goes, baby, it's all for you.
You got it worked up into a froth.
I go, and my rock hard cock is all for you, lover. She goes, show me your face. Picture. I go, baby, I'm sick. I don't want it right now. Hey, baby, can I make you come? She goes, I come already. Well, that was quick.
Wow, she's fast.
It most certainly was. I go, can I make you come again? Harumph, you left me with a hard cock and blue balls. She goes, no, I went to bed. I went to bath.
I went to Bed Bath & Beyond?
The show's over, stupid. I went to bath.
I'm so done.
I go, you took a bath? She goes, yeah, dear. I go,
wait a minute. While you were talking?
I have that effect.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I'm done. I'm going to take a bath.
Hose off.
I got
to
wash off.
I had to lick myself. You told me to lick myself.
She's all clean.
I got a funny taste in my mouth. She goes, oh, you came and left. I go, oh, you came and left me hard. Sad face. She goes, I'm sorry. I just need to bath. Kiss knee. I think she was going for me.
No, I think she was going for the knee. She has a thing for knees.
She goes, I go, why did you need a bath? She goes, I just come. I go, oh, LOL. Well, next time I want to come too, LOL. She goes, okay, dear, thanks for understanding. I go, I do, if we can do it again tomorrow. The wife is on the hunt for something. What are you looking for? It's impossible. Pay no attention to the woman behind the screen. She goes, sure, baby. I go, good. It's a turn on to make you come. She goes, yeah, dear. I go, LOL. You were like the way I was with every woman before you. Once I came, I had nothing more to say. I think my Jane just used me for sex.
I think so. I think
we're one of the little boys in the picture.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
It's on the table.
Oh, let's hope you weren't talking to one of them.
But I've been talking to all three of them. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. And they're going, hee-hee-hee, now tell them this.
She goes, OMG, LOL. I go, yep, you just used it to get off. I think I kind of like it, LOL. And we'll end there.
Wow.
What say you?
Wow, this was very graphic. This is like none of them have talked like this before. They weren't able to.
Well, I don't know if she's able to either.
No.
She's certainly more. She's always been more raunchy than anyone we've ever experienced before.
Yes, because out of the gate she was like, "Let's do some sex talk," and it's like, "Whoa!"
Yeah, wait. I thought I was getting you a music card. What's going on? I'm not ready.
Believe me, as soon as you dry yourself off, she's going to be looking for some stuff.
I'm dry, Joe. She's the one that got all wet. I'm perfectly dry.
Not only did she get wet, she went off and took a bath.
Yeah, like, she toweled off. Here I am with a hard cock and blue balls.
Giant ones that you can pass on.
I got the chills. I got a bad car, but here we go.
There you go. Yeah, she's setting you up for something.
But she's definitely like the other ones would never go this route.
Or when you would like goad them and say, "Help me ride the porn," and they would like write like, "Oh, you know, the cream came out or something."
This one's
like,
very
what?
This one's very graphic.
Yeah, like right, like well, not as much right away, but like this was like. Wow, she's using a different technique. The other ones were more like shy about that, but more "I love you, lovey-dovey." This one's just like, "All right, let me show you."
This one's like this one's like the angry hand job when like, you know, when someone doesn't want to fuck you, but they still feel obligated because you bought them dinner.
Is that how it works for you?
And you're sitting there feeling like you're a lawnmower being started.
Which is why I recommend an electrical one. Yeah, it's like nobody's happy.
My hand's
about
getting tired.
She's like, all right. She's like, well, he took me to Red Lobster. I guess I owe him something. And you're like, this isn't what I had in mind, but at least I'll get off. So you don't think she's into it?
It sounded like it not exactly like hate. But it was not lovey-dovey at all.
She got off very quickly.
You think she did?
I'm convinced. I most certainly do. My words are magical.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. I think she was like, okay, I said enough of this. I don't even want to bother talking you through it. Wow.
She's like, all right, I'm done. Time to shower. No concern for
goodbye,
me.
Goodbye.
Yeah,
I'm the one who's sick.
She ran. Yeah, but she ran screaming from
It's on me. It's on me. Get it off. Get it off.
I washed this.
There's sea monkeys all over me.
That's what you like to call it?
Sure. Yeah, sure. They go swim around. Yeah.
Sea men, sea monkeys. It's all the same.
She couldn't.
Very good.
She couldn't wait to get those sea monkeys off.
Yeah. Unclean. Unclean.
Oh, she got the sea monkeys off. Didn't bother to get you off.
Our cat Ash was like that way.
Wow. Pardon?
No, our cat.
Ash would get off and then leave you lying there.
No, but he had like ADD or he had OCC. Like, you would pet him. And then he would start cleaning himself. Unclean. That's kind of what she did. Like, she felt like real. Like, she
to
felt,
get your smell off?
Yeah. Like she kind of, like, oh, I feel dirty now.
Well, yeah, so did my upper arm, but you didn't see me running, screaming out of the club.
No, you're trying to grab your man.
Yeah, I did.
So this is certainly a different tape, but she's established she still wants shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. She wants shit. She was just like, all right, let me just divert him with this, and then next time I
maybe
can
maybe that's
really
why she went the sex route, because I just fucking interrogated her.
Yeah, so she was like, "Let me divert."
That's a very good. That's a very good point. Yeah,
it's almost why I have a show.
And then I'll start pounding him for the money again.
I just pounded him. And
yeah, well, something got sort of pounded. I'm not really sure.
She's got different techniques, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes it interesting.
It is. It's not, she's not subtle. She's not like, she doesn't like segue very well.
No. Well, that, but this is their second language.
Yeah.
At best.
Yeah. It's like, oh no, I'm uncomfortable with the conversation. Hi.
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 All right.
I'm going to use that at work when things get uncomfortable.
Say hi.
Yeah. If, you know, if somebody like is questioning me about something and I start getting uncomfortable. Hi.
All right.
Just like reboot.
Reboot. Reboot. Let's thank some people. Get out of here. We've done way too much show. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tao, T-A-O, of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao of Energy LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant, and the Tuscan Villains setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello will also host the popular Comedy Nights throughout the year, which is produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin. Stan Davin, we got anything cooking?
Efforting.
Okay. We will keep you posted on that. Experience all the Portobello has to offer. Find them 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Give them a call, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or go to their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Pip.
You know, you should listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com. Mr. Helix is on every afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m. You know, you can listen to some great music. If you happen to be in the club and some creepo starts touching your arm, he'll go over and give you a cuddle. Get the creepo away from you. Or you could just listen to a show. That's HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Well, after I have a talk with him, he'll fucking do that.
Yeah. Every 3 to 6 from Monday through Friday.
Yeah. I'm straightening him out. Straighten you out, I'll straighten him out. I'll get your relationship up to a 10. That's what I do.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Joe?
Nothing really, but we're working with Fragile Sky. We're in the studio. We're working on 4 songs. We're setting up our website, and we'll be doing some gigs October. Also, Sexy Susan will be. Those will be upcoming, and I will keep everybody posted.
I thought one of these bands was breaking up.
Johnny was supposed to leave, but they gave him a better offer, so he's staying.
Johnny Apps is in the building, baby.
Yeah, we're opening for Zebra in Mexicali in October, and Fragile Sky is opening up for the lead singer of Living Color, Corey Glover. Yeah.
Where is this, at Mexicali?
Mexicali. Yeah, in October. Both shows are in October. So, yeah, a lot of things coming
up.
So
fucking Pip. She's very excited.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, well, doing a release party, too, that night, Fragile Sky, with the news.
Yeah, she don't give a shit about that. She wants to see the lead singer.
I'm sure she does, but still. It's gonna
no,
be
I get to see both?
Yes.
We.
Yes. Two bands.
We.
I will tell you, there better be fucking energy, or otherwise Pip will have a very scathing review.
And
if you say let's rock, you better fucking rock.
Bring the fucking rock.
Don't tease her. She doesn't. No. So she's a cock tease, not a rock tease.
No, I'm bitter about it.
All right, we're gonna do a show next week. We're gonna actually start doing shows every week again.
What?
Comedian Joe Bronzy is gonna join us in studio, hang out for the whole show.
Nice.
Really?
No,
that's great. I love Joe. It's gonna be great to see him. Oh, I'm very stoked.
What I'm thinking, Pip. I haven't written the show yet, obviously, but I'm thinking maybe a round robin tournament of In the Barrel.
Oh.
For segment 3, because Joe Bronzy's very quick.
Yeah.
So maybe a little round robin.
Nice.
And then the final, you know, maybe that's what we'll do for segment 3.
Okay.
Next week. What say you? You like that idea?
Yeah, I do.
Do you want to be involved with that or not? Do you want to participate?
What's that, In the Barrel?
Yes, that's where Pip gives us stories, and we have to try to be funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Cool.
So, so that's that. Thank you guys for hanging out. Long show. Like I said, we take breaks. We give you bonus shows. It's what we do. Hopefully we won't be kicked off a platform. We apologize to everybody we've offended. Joe's wearing glasses, so he's going to be Eyeglass Man from now on, because I can't remember his name.
That's fine.
That's fine.
I hope not.
Called worse by you, too.
I was correct in doing so.
If we're going to get kicked off a platform, let's not have it be a subway platform. It's very important.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening.